Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Girl, it's true.
A pop prankster embraces his softer side. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, Aaron Freeman, better known as Gene Ween of this alt-rock duo, Ween, cozies up to some soft rock. Meanwhile, singer-songwriter and producer M. Ward goes in the opposite direction. He's bringing an electric band to play songs from his new solo album. Plus, The Copycat returns to shed some light on recent copyright stories. But we begin on Soundcheck today with an unexpected turn from one of pop's most irreverent voices, Aaron Freeman. After more than 20 years making funny and often weird pop with his band Ween, Aaron's just released a solo album, but it's not just any solo album. It's a tribute to the poet and songwriter Rod McEwen. Joining us in the studio to tell us all about it is Gene Ween, or Aaron Freeman, or whoever you are. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Identity crisis going on
A little
here.
Identity crisis, and I had to work that one out.
Uh-huh.
But I'm proud to say I'm back to my birth name, Aaron Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Does this signal an end to Gene Ween, at least for a little while?
Yeah, I'd say so. Mm-hmm. It's been a while, and it's very nice to be me, as it were.
Now, here's the other thing. Yes, you're being you. You're back to Aaron Freeman, but you're not singing you. You're not singing Aaron Freeman. You're singing Rod McEwen. How did that happen?
I am. I think this was a perfect. First off, I'm a big fan of Rod McEwen. And to step away from Ween after all these years, and to do a solo project can be a little nerve wracking. For this was a great opportunity for me to be able to use my voice, use my talent, and keep it. You know, you take the pressure away from doing my own stuff for now, mm-hmm. and just be a vocalist.
Right. So you knew then who Rod McEwen was, because, you know, there's a generation now that missed the 60s that doesn't.
I really, to be honest, I only knew Seasons in the Sun. I heard Gene.
Uh-huh.
Other than
which
that,
was a big hit in 69.
Yeah.
For Oliver, not for Rod McEwen
right.
himself, but for the guy who did Good Morning Starshine. And, As Seasons in the Sun, although we know that as a Rod McEwen song, is actually his reworking of a Jacques Brel tune, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
So the guy had some hits back in the day. Do you feel like you're kind of introducing a new generation to this guy who was a hugely successful and popular poet as well as songwriter back in the day?
Yeah, I like to think I am. By doing this, I'm turning on a lot of fans, including myself at first, which mm-hmm. is what we were talking about. I'm in love with his music, his words, his poems, and it was an honor to be able to do this record.
We're speaking with Aaron Freeman, the former Gene Ween of the band Ween, and here he is, with lots of eens in this sentence, but we're going to hear Gene. This is a Rod McEwen song, and it is from the new album by Aaron Freeman called Marvelous Clouds.
And the clouds are so low, you can touch them and so come out to the meadow, Gene. You're young and alive. Come out of your half dream. And run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean, till the sheep in the valley come home. I'll wait till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Gene.
That was a big hit for the singer Oliver back in 1969. It's Rod McEwen's song Gene, and Aaron Freeman has now recorded it on his solo album called Marvelous Clouds. That's a very unaffected way of singing, almost as if you're singing for yourself. And
yeah, yeah, it really was. And that was what I wanted to do for this record, was just to keep it very simple and really explore my voice.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it simple, though, doesn't mean it was just like you and a guitar. I mean, we could already hear, you know, a little bit of a buildup of instrumentation on Gene, but elsewhere, you know, there's some fairly sizable forces being deployed here.
Yeah, well, we had a great band, and what we did was went in and recorded the band for a week, came home for a couple months, and then went back to L.A. and did my vocals for a week.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rod McKuen, in addition to being a poet and a songwriter, was also a classical composer. He was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize at one point.
Yes.
Did
yes.
film scores and symphonies and all that kind of stuff. So the rich kind of orchestral sounds certainly fits.
Yeah.
However, you know, in the 60s and 70s, when he was at the top of his game, he was also like a critical pinata. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. The critics did not like him.
Seems that way. That's what I'm putting together.
He was accused of, it wasn't just soft rock, it was limp. You know,
right.
It was like
right.
treacly and cheesy. I mean, what do you hear in it that those critics were missing?
Well, I think that you have to put that in the right time and place. I think you had Dylan coming out. You know, there was a lot to be compared to at that point. Mm-hmm. And I'm very familiar with criticism and blanket criticism at that. So I have a tendency to look past that.
Now, what has Ween been called that's so bad?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think you just started with it. Quirky pop.
There's nothing wrong with
crazy.
Quirky pop.
Yeah, sure, sure. Now, I like to think that if you read into it a little bit or if you really checked it out, you'd find, I mean, anybody does that. You can label something or flatly, mm-hmm. you know, put something to, but if you really check out the music, and in this case, if you really check out Rod McKuen's music, you're just going to find simple, poetic stuff that,
right.
that he really meant to write. And that's what I try to emulate when I'm doing music as well.
Now, he's still alive. He's been somewhat reclusive in recent years.
Yeah, he is.
What does he think of this?
Well, he loves it. Which
you met
was,
him?
I met him. Ben Vaughn, who produced the record, and I got to go to his house in Beverly Hills, and we spent about 2 hours with him. And he lives there with his Andy Warhol paintings and his Phyllis Diller sketches, who is one of his best friends, millions of records.
I'm told he has like one of the largest private record collections anywhere.
He does. He does. And they're everywhere. He lives there with his brother Edward and his cats. He's got this recording studio in the basement, and it's full of all of his master tapes. It's got everything he's ever done.
Hmm.
And so we came over there, and he was in the middle of just kind of pulling out tapes, and I think he'd been in the process of throwing them on the reel to try to remaster them.
Oh.
It was pretty amazing. And but anyway, the most important thing was that he liked the record. And when I was making the record with Ben Vaughn, that was our first and foremost thing that we wanted to achieve.
That he would like it.
It was that Rod liked it. When Rod put it in his CD player, that he dug it. And he did.
Well, which doesn't necessarily mean that you were aping his own versions of his songs. And here's an interesting sort of comparison. Rod McKuen's original version of Love's Been Good to Me, actually wrote it for Frank Sinatra, but we'll hear Rod McKuen's version, and then Aaron Freeman's version from his new record called Marvelous Clouds.
Never found a home. Still I know I'm happy. The reason is, you see, once in a while, along the way, love's been good to me. The reason is, you see, once in a while along the way, love's been good to me. There was a girl in Portland before the winter chill. We used to go a-courting along October Hill, and she could laugh away the dark clouds, cry away the snow.
Love's Been Good to Me, written by Rod McEwen, and we heard his original recording of it, followed by my guest Aaron Freeman and his version from the new album called Marvelous Clouds. Aaron Freeman, the former Gene Ween of the band Ween, is playing tonight at 92Y Tribeca, the club on Hudson Street near Canal. It is a sold-out performance, but Aaron's with us on soundcheck today. And speaking of Ween, you kind of had a very public meltdown on stage. I guess it was 2011, last year.
Yeah.
Where is this project in that timeline of you going into rehab and all of that?
On National Public Radio. yeah, so, well, I guess it came after that. And I would say that that's part of my story, is that that happened. And it was definitely a low point.
Mm-hmm.
It was at that point I realized that I wanted to do some extra something else, you know, anything. And and then it just so happened that I ran into Ben Vaughn when we were playing L.A. on that same tour. And we started talking about this and getting the seeds planted mm-hmm. for this project. And it was a great project for me to do at that time. So I guess it started around that time.
So is this, I mean, the making of this album, does it have something to do with a kind of change in lifestyle for you?
No, I don't think so. I would have made this record anyway.
Would it have been as good?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. It's hard to tell, but, I mean, it came out great. And no matter what, I wouldn't let a record come out unless it was great. But as far as me being in recovery, yeah, it was time. You know, rock mm-hmm. and roll can be a tough life. And so I'm happy to be where I'm at right now.
And you're still in, I mean, you're still on the road. It may not be heavy-duty rock and roll, but, I mean, you're still in the game. So how do you take care of yourself when you're touring around?
You got to take a lot of precautions. There's things you can do. I did talk about at one point they have a sober assistant that can come with you. A lot of people use those.
Uh-huh. It's just like a designated driver, except he or she is with you.
Exactly. And they come in and they kind of just shadow you the whole time. Uh-huh. And if you want them to take you down, they will. If you don't, they won't. So, you know, there's lots of ways, but you'd be surprised at how many musicians, actors, whatever, use these people. And
a lot of these Rod McEwen songs, including a couple that you chose for this project, mm-hmm. they have that sense of, a guy looking back.
Yeah.
And maybe having unlike the famous Frank Sinatra song, regrets, maybe more than I care to mention, and one of those songs seems to be the World I Used to Know. Did these songs resonate with you because of what you were going through at that time?
You know, honestly, they did. Yeah. There's a few moments. I didn't actually pick out the songs. Ben Vaughn did, who produced it. As I was listening to the songs, a lot of things resonated with me as to where I was at. So those things kind of told me that all was right in the universe to keep going here and do this project. That's how I take things like that. And there's a lot of things that run true.
This song is called The World I Used to Know. It's from the album Marvelous Clouds by Aaron Freeman.
And I have to move. Till I do, I'll stay a while and track the hidden country of your smile. Someday the man I used to be will come along. Because I'm just a man, you'll find my feet are made of sand. Until that time, I'll tell you lies and chalk the hidden boundaries of your eyes.
The World I Used to Know, another Rod McEwen song from the album Marvelous Clouds, the solo record by Aaron Freeman, of the band Ween, who's with me on soundcheck today. And tonight, playing at 92Y Tribeca, sold-out show here in Lower Manhattan. Normally, if I ask somebody, you know, what is the audience, what do your fans think, you know, they're guessing. They're getting simply anecdotal information. I can ask you this question because you've given out a phone number.
Yes.
609-542-0751. People call this number and do what?
Leave a message.
And basically they're telling you what they think of the new record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if they want to answer a question or ask a question, I may answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
But now when people call this number, it's not like, hi, it's, honestly, it's Aaron.
I'm not at liberty to say right now, actually, because I haven't called the number myself.
All right, so the number is 609-542-0751, and Aaron is encouraging people to leave messages about the album and whatever. And so what kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
Great feedback. As far as the fans of my music go, they're pretty open-minded. And they've always had,
they would have to be.
They would have to be. They've gone through a lot, and so I'm going to give my fans a lot of credit, and it's been welcomed with open arms so far.
Mm-hmm.
Great press.
And do you have, you know, longtime Ween fans, you know, worrying that, you know, does this mean the end of the band and all that kind of stuff?
Maybe they might be, but I don't really check.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm sure there's people, you know, wondering about that.
And
I'll leave you all in the dark.
All right. Aaron Freeman is with us on Soundcheck today. And so this is your first kind of official solo album, and it's all Rod McEwen songs. Will there be an actual Aaron Freeman album at some point?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm writing it as we speak. And this was great to get my name out mm-hmm. there as yeah. Aaron Freeman. And it's a wonderful record I'm very proud of. And I look forward to doing an original solo record after this.
All right.
Yeah.
The former Gene Ween, he is Aaron Freeman, and using his given name, has released this album of Rod McEwen songs called Marvelous Clouds. It is out now. Aaron, a great pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This is Soundcheck.
My mother, the swan, has left me and gone. My home's the banks of the stream. And the marvelous clouds sail by, marvelous clouds aloft in the soft summer sky, marvelous clouds.
Up next, complicated legal issues in the news got you confused? We turn to our copycat to make sense of recent copyright capers. And later, a live performance from singer, songwriter, and producer M. Ward and his band. This is Soundcheck.
Who claim I was born from a union of dust and wind. And when I came of age, well, I sailed.